So if you're thinking about a new appliance, maybe planning a kitchen redo, or even just curious about who's who in the appliance world,
Then this should be helpful.
hopefully. We're aiming to give you a clear picture.
And we've got some great sources to work with. We're pulling from Architectural Digest's 2025 list, Life Story Research's big 2024 trust study.
Right, the America's most trusted one.
And Better Homes and Gardens, they've got a tested list. Good housekeeping's experts weighed in, and we've even got insights from appliance pros at House Digest.
So a real mix: design, trust, practical testing.
Yeah, a pretty comprehensive view considering, design, how things work, consumer trust, and that all-important long-term reliability.
Okay, great. So yeah, whether it's a whole kitchen or just, say, a washing machine dying on you.
Which happens.
It does. We want to help you make sense of it, give you the info you need without, drowning you in options.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, let's dive in. Where do we even start with this massive appliance landscape?
Well, I think a good place to start is trust and reliability. Who do people actually, trust?
Makes sense.
And that Life Story Research study from 2024 is pretty interesting here. They named Bosch the most trusted kitchen appliance brand overall.
Wash, okay.
Yeah, based on their net trust quotient score, which basically measures how much trust people have across refrigerators, cooktops, dishwashers, microwaves, the core stuff.
So, like an overall confidence vote, that's pretty strong for Bosch.
It is. And, Life Story also flagged KitchenAid, Whirlpool, and Maytag as being highly trusted too.
So, a little cluster there at the top for trust.
Interesting. Yeah, definitely. And then if you look at what the experts over at House Digest say, you see some overlap, but also some others highlighted for specific things.
Like who?
Well, they mention Wolf for that sort of professional grade, high-end experience.
Right, for the serious home cooks.
Exactly. Then Whirlpool gets a nod as a really solid, reliable choice if you're maybe more budget conscious.
Okay, dependable and affordable.
And Sub-Zero, specifically for refrigeration, their whole focus is really maximizing food preservation.
Which is huge, right? Less food waste, saving money.
Absolutely. And House Digest also brings up Bosch again, not just for performance, but for longevity. And apparently, their designs often make repairs a bit easier.
Oh, that's a good point. Thinking long term.
Yeah, very practical. Milele also gets mentioned for their like incredibly intense testing and using top-notch materials. Quality seems key there.
Built to last, presumably.
That's the idea. And for laundry, they specifically shout out Speed Queen. Durability seems to be their game.
I've heard that about Speed Queen, like they last forever.
That's the reputation. And GE is mentioned too as a reliable pick at a maybe more accessible price point.
Okay. And didn't Consumer Reports also rank Speed Queen really high for reliability recently?
They did. Their 2024 reliability rankings put Speed Queen right at the top. So that independent check kind of backs up the durability claim, especially for laundry.
Got it. So we're seeing some key players emerge for trust and reliability: Bosch, Whirlpool, Maytag, Speed Queen, definitely. But okay, let's dig into specifics. What makes these brands and maybe some others stand out? What are their like signature strengths?
Okay, let's circle back to Bosch since they topped that trust list. Good housekeeping really raves about their
Well, it's
dishwasher.
known for being quiet,
It's so
rest.
quiet, yeah. And they have that crystal dry technology, supposed to get plastics and stuff actually dry.
Which is always the challenge.
Right. And they also mentioned a power control feature lets you adjust water pressure. Seems pretty smart for different kinds of loads.
Adjustable pressure. Interesting. So innovation, but also like practical stuff.
Seems to be their approach. Good housekeeping also like their refrigerator's efficient, well designed inside.
Okay.
And remember that House Digest point about modular design, making repairs potentially easier and cheaper, that's a big plus for the long haul.
Yeah, definitely something to consider beyond just the initial purchase.
Yeah.
Okay, what about KitchenAid? Big name recognition there.
Huge. Architectural Digest points to their popular, stylish appliances, good service reputation, and obviously the stand
The
mixers.
iconic stand mixer, of course.
Can't forget that.
Huh?
They also mention their French door fridges, nice finishes. Definitely a brand that brings some style into the kitchen.
It does. And Better Homes and Gardens. Do they like KitchenAid too?
Yeah, they highlighted performance, especially dishwashers again. They mentioned a 360-degree cleaning feature on the third rack.
Oh, clever. Using that top rack better.
Seems like it. And they noted KitchenAid's strong across, the big kitchen appliances generally. Plus, remember, Life Story ranked them high on trust too, so it's not just about looks.
Good point. Style and substance, maybe. Okay, Whirlpool. You mentioned them as reliable, budget-friendly?
Right. Better Homes and Gardens emphasizes that reliable, durable, good value. And House Digest mentioned them being budget-friendly, too. Fun fact from House Digest, apparently Whirlpool invented the first automatic washing machine.
No way, really?
That's what they said. Kind of puts their history in perspective.
Wow, okay. So, long track record there.
Yeah. And the House Digest experts think Whirlpool's straightforward, durable designs might lead to fewer service calls, fewer bells and whistles, maybe fewer things to break.
That makes intuitive sense.
And their fridges are noted for having fewer moving parts, too, which could help reliability. And again, Life Story puts them in that trusted group. Yeah. Consistent reputation.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
And Maytag, also known for being tough, right?
Definitely. Better Homes and Gardens flag their pretty generous 10-year warranty on key parts. That's a big statement.
10 years on parts. Wow.
Yeah. Good housekeeping echoes that rugged, dependable, especially washers and dryers. Strong warranties. And Life Story recognized their durability, too. That warranty really stands out.
It really does.
Yep.
It shows confidence in their own stuff. Okay, so we've covered some of the, let's say, traditional reliability champs. What about brands more known for, like, tech and design? Samsung comes to mind.
Right. Architectural Digest really highlights Samsung's smart tech integration. Wi-Fi cooktops, AI fridges.
The bespoke line with the customizable color.
Exactly. Sleek design, customizable options, very modern.
And Better Homes and Gardens. They must like the tech too.
Uh-huh. They mention the smart features, the design customization, and the whole SmartThings app ecosystem that ties things together.
Right, the connected home idea.
Yeah. And Good Housekeeping praises their family hub fridges and those bespoke appliances. They even noted Samsung ranked top in some JD Power category.
Okay, so lots of praise for features and design. But what about trust? How do they fare there?
Ugh, that's where it gets interesting. Life Story Research, while acknowledging the cool tech and design, actually gave Samsung lower trust scores compared to Bosch, Whirlpool, Maytag.
Hmm. So maybe a perception gap. People like the features but aren't quite as convinced about long-term reliability yet.
That could be it. Maybe it takes time to build that deep trust, you know? It's a fascinating contrast. LG is often in that same conversation, right? Tech and design focused.
Yeah, definitely.
Better Homes and Gardens likes their wide range. You can get basic stuff or really high-tech smart appliances like that InstaView fridge.
Oh, yeah, the knock-knock fridge.
Yeah.
See inside without opening it.
That's the one. Good Housekeeping highlights LG's cutting-edge tech, sleek looks, user-friendly features. They like the innovative fridges, things like CraftDice.
CraftDice, okay, fancy.
Uh-huh. And also strong performance on dishwashers, good energy efficiency. But again, Life Story put them sort of mid-pack for trust, similar to Samsung.
So another case of strong innovation, maybe still building that bedrock trust level compared to the old guard.
Seems like a pattern, yeah. Now, what about GE? They're a huge player.
Right, GE. Around forever.
Better Homes and Gardens points out they have a really wide range, lots of different price points, and a user-friendly app, the Smart HQ app.
And performance. Good Housekeeping seems to like them.
Yeah, their testers praise GE's fridge and range performance, durability, reliability, energy efficiency. Pretty solid all around. User-friendly,
yeah.
Too.
Okay. And House Digest, what's their take?
They recommend GE as a good bet for budget-friendly reliability. Durable dishwashers, apparently parts are easy to get.
That's important for repairs.
Very. Though they do mention the lifespan might not match, say, a Miele or a Sub-Zero. And Life Story. Also mid-range for trust.
So GE sounds like a dependable, accessible all-rounder for a lot of people.
That seems fair. And Frigidaire is often in that same affordable, dependable category.
Right. Architectural Digest called them a top choice for fridges and freezers, citing affordability and durability.
Better Homes and Gardens agrees affordable, dependable, lots of Energy Star options, even at the entry-level prices.
Good for saving energy costs.
Definitely. Good Housekeeping also notes reliability and affordability for everyday households. They do have premium lines, too, like Frigidaire Professional and Gallery, if you want more features.
But trust scores lower again.
Yeah, Life Story acknowledged their efficiency, but gave them lower trust scores than some of the others we've discussed. Seems their niche is really that value and accessibility spot.
Okay. Now, what about some of those really premium or specialized brands?
Yeah.
Sub-Zero, for instance.
Yes, Sub-Zero. Architectural Digest talks about their statement refrigerators, often panel ready, so they blend right in, and tons of tech focused on food preservation.
Like what?
Dual refrigeration, special air purification systems like NASA-derived stuff, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Magnetic door slits, really focused on keeping food fresh longer.
Wow. And House Digest, they must love that preservation focus.
They do. They emphasize the optimal food preservation, high-quality materials, intense testing, and, yeah, potentially a very long lifespan, like 20 years or more for their fridges.
A serious investment, but sounds like it delivers on that core function.
Exactly. Miele is another one in that premium space. Architectural Digest likes their sleek dishwashers, smart features like adjustable baskets, third rack, quick washes.
And House Digest. They mentioned Miele's testing before, right?
Yeah, that insane testing simulating 20 years of daily use. Plus, high-quality materials like cast metal parts, not just plastic. And a focus on sustainability, too.
Again, suggests real build quality and longevity.
Seems to be the theme for them. Then there's Speed Queen, back to laundry.
The tanks.
Right. Good Housekeeping and House Digest both stress that commercial grade build. Heavy duty metal meant to last 20 plus years. Often big warranties, too.
But pricey up front, we said.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the trade-off. Good for people who maybe prefer more traditional, super durable machines over lots of fancy cycles.
Got it. And Wolf, the pro-style cooking.
Yeah. House Digest positions them for the serious home chef. Premium materials, robust warranties, also built to last at least 20 years. High performance, high durability for cooking enthusiasts.
Makes sense. Any other notable brands?
Well, Architectural Digest mentioned Cafe, that's actually a GE subsidiary.
Oh, okay.
They focus on design, really stylish collections, customizable hardware, matte finishes. Very popular with designers for that modern look, blending aesthetics and performance.
Interesting. So GE has a design-focused line, too.
Uh-huh. And Architectural Digest also gave shout-outs to Dyson, known for air purifiers and vacuums, distinctive designs.
Right, Dyson. Different category mostly, but still appliances.
Exactly. And Bissell, especially for pet owners, carpet cleaning solutions like the little green machine.
Oh, yeah, that's popular.
And Smeg. For that really unique retro look, bright colors, rounded edges, appliances as like a design centerpiece.
Definitely a specific aesthetic.
Yeah.
So a huge range of brands catering to different needs and tastes.
Absolutely. But, you know, the brand isn't everything. Our sources also stress some key things to consider beyond the brand name when you're actually shopping.
Like what? Obvious one is size, right?
Yeah.
Gotta fit the space.
Crucial. Size and fit are number one. Then energy efficiency, looking for that Energy Star label, can save you money on bills.
Definitely. And budget, of course. Price is always a factor.
Always. Warranty is another big one. What kind of coverage are you getting? And don't forget installation. Is it included? Is it complicated?
Good points. Peace of mind stuff. Architectural Digest, Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping. They all mentioned those, right?
Yep, pretty much universal advice. Better Homes and Gardens also added design and aesthetics, which we've seen is important for brands like Cafe or Smeg.
And smart features, finding that balance.
Right. Do you need the Wi-Fi connected toaster, or is it just, you know, complexity you don't need? They also made a good practical point. Sometimes buying appliances in a set or bundle can save you money.
Ah, the package deal. Worth looking into. Anything else?
Good Housekeeping brought up noise levels, super important for dishwashers, range hoods,
yeah,
even fridges sometimes.
Oh, yeah. A noisy dishwasher is the worst.
They suggest looking for the decibel ratings if you can find them. Really practical tip.
Definitely. Okay, so you've considered all that. You have an idea of the brand. Where do you actually buy the thing?
Good question. Architectural Digest listed the usual suspects. Big retailers like Best Buy or Home Depot, online places like AJ Madison, your local independent dealers, maybe even niche retailers.
And Good Housekeeping had a similar list.
Pretty much. They broke it down into big box stores, local specialty shops, online retailers, and sometimes manufacturer outlets or scratch and dent places. Each has pros and cons, right? Yeah. Selection versus price versus expert advice.
Makes sense. And when should you buy? Are there better times?
Oh, yeah. Both Better Homes and Gardens and Good Housekeeping agreed on this. Major sales holidays are key.
Like President's Day, Memorial Day.
Exactly. 4th of July, Labor Day, Black Friday. Those holiday weekends often have big appliance sales. Also, the end of the year can be good when they're clearing out last year's models.
Good timing tips. Save some cash. Okay, one more thing. Aesthetics. Do all your appliances have to match? Same brand, same finish.
Ugh, the matching question. Architectural Digest and Good Housekeeping both tackled this. The consensus is it's really personal preference. and depends on your kitchen style.
So no hard rules?
Not really. Stainless steel is pretty forgiving if you want to mix brands. It tends to blend well.
Okay. Toothpick?
Another strategy is to pick one hero appliance, maybe a colorful range, and keep everything else neutral. Or if you mix metals, try to stick to maybe just two different finishes so it doesn't look too chaotic.
Keep it somewhat cohesive.
Right. And there are panel-ready appliances, too, where you cover them with your cabinet fronts for a totally seamless look. Of course, buying a matching set is often simpler, and sometimes you get that bundle discount we talked about.
So options. You don't have to be locked into one brand for everything. Good to know. Okay, before we wrap up, let's quickly touch on lifespan. How long should we expect these things to last? And how do you know when it's dying?
Good final points. Architectural Digest gave some estimates. Refrigerators, maybe 10, 12 years. Stoves, ovens, 10, 15 years. Dishwashers, 10, 13. Washers, dryers, around 10 years. Microwaves, 10, 12. Coffee makers, shorter, maybe 5 years. These are just averages, of course.
Ballpark figures. And warning signs.
Yeah, they listed some key ones. For fridges, weird condensation, foods boiling way too fast. For stoves, slow heating, burners acting up. Dishwashers, strange noises, not cleaning well, washers, dryers, leaks, loud banging, microwaves, sparks, smoke, keypad issues, coffee makers, water not heating, leaks. Pretty common sense stuff, mostly.
Things you'd probably notice.
Right. And they had a useful rule of thumb for dishwashers. If a repair costs more than half what you originally paid for it, maybe it's time to just replace it.
That's a practical calculation.
And just remember what the House Digest experts said about those premium brands.
Right, the potential for much longer lifespans.
Exactly. Wolf, Sub-Zero, Miele, Speed Queen, they're often aiming for that 20-year mark or even more. So that higher initial cost might pay off in longevity if you plan to stay put.
A different kind of value calculation there. Okay, this has been incredibly thorough. So to try and boil it down for you, our listener.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have. We looked at a whole spectrum of appliance brands,
yeah.
Dug into expert reviews on design, features, reliability, and those consumer trust scores, too.
And the big takeaway, really, is that there's no single best brand for everyone. It truly depends on your situation.
Yeah. Your specific needs, your budget, what you actually prioritize. Is it cutting-edge tech? Is it rock-solid durability? Is it a certain look?
Exactly. So think about the size you need, how crucial energy efficiency is for you, which features you'll genuinely use, and, you know, how long you hope the appliance will last.
Weigh those personal factors against the strengths and reputations we discussed today, and hopefully that helps you make a choice that feels right for your home.
That's the goal.
And just one final thought to leave you with, something to chew on. With all this smart technology getting packed into appliances now.
Yeah, everything's connected.
Right. How is that going to change things? Like, our expectations for how long appliances should last, or how easy they are to fix? Are we heading towards, like, shorter lifespans because the tech gets outdated so fast?
Right.
Or will durability still win out, even with all the smart features tempting us?
That's a really interesting question. The tech cycle versus the appliance cycle.
Exactly. Something to definitely keep in mind as you're navigating these choices in the coming years. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.